That was kind of a long parable. Tough to stand all that period of time for some of us. I looked at my watch and I think it's running fast. So I have a choice. We do have choices, right? I mean, I can take the watch and turn that back 10 minutes and we'd be in pretty good shape. On the other hand, the other choice is to shorten the message down a little bit. I'm going to take that choice. Everybody in favor of that? A shorter message? Is that okay with everyone? Oh, the hands are up back there. We have all been like that younger son. Maybe not to the extent that the younger son was, but there have been times when each and every single one of us have strayed away from the Lord, and in many cases have had to work our way back. We've made a lot of bad choices along the way in our life, and those choices have consequences. All the choices that we make have consequences. In most cases, they are good consequences, but then occasionally we make some choices that aren't so good. Lots of times what we do is we blame those bad choices we make in life on something else, rather than take the consequence on ourselves. We'll blame it on, in this particular scripture, blamed it on the famine. Blamed it on nobody came to help me. Those were the blames that you find right there in the scripture. There are many others as well, but we have a tendency at times to blame other people for our circumstances or situations for our circumstances. But I want to tell you, it was only when that younger son admitted his own circumstances that he found his way back to the Father. And there are times when we've gone astray and we hopefully find our way back to our Heavenly Father. I'll tell you one time that I went astray. I like the witnesses, by the way. Need to do that, don't we? We need to be able to share where we've been. There was a time when I knew that the Lord wanted me to do a certain thing, and that was to be a pastor. And so I have to admit, I didn't want to take that road. I didn't want that choice in my life to be a pastor. And there was a period of time, about 3 years, that I went out to prove that I could not be a pastor, and I got in all kinds of problems. All kinds. But after it was all over, the Lord was there with his loving arms. I could almost feel those welcome me back. The older son is an interesting one, too. The older son had all kinds of feelings, and sometimes we have to make those choices of what kinds of feelings are we going to let out? A feeling of anger, a feeling of being stubborn, a feeling of just all kinds of feelings in that older son. We don't know what happened to the older son. The father came out to invite him back into the home. And you'll notice that in the parable, you're left hanging. Don't know whether he went back or not. Just left hanging. Well, I like to look at that parable. I know most pastors would look at the parable and they would concentrate on the father's love. And certainly, that probably is the main focus of that parable. I'm sure that is. But I like to look at the younger son and the older son who made choices in their life and they had to suffer the consequences of those choices. I'd like to also share with you something else. And this is, what do you do when you have to make a choice? What do you do when you have to make a decision in your life? And I'd like to say to you that, well, maybe we ought to do just exactly as Jesus did. He also had a life of prayer. And I think that one of the finest examples of what do you do when you have to make a decision in your life is found in the prayer at the Mount of Olives after the Last Supper. You recall there was the Last Supper, and then they sang a hymn, and then they went out to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus left the disciples behind, and he went forward a bit. And let me pick that up just a little bit. He came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." And then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. I'll stop right there. You'll notice in this time of prayer, Jesus, first of all, went to a quiet place to pray. Had an important decision to make. Had a choice to face. But he went to a quiet place to pray. And sometimes that's very hard in our world today and in our society today, in our homes today, to find a quiet place. Every time we turn on the electricity for something, there oftentimes is some kind of a noise in the background. If you go outside to a patio or to a sunroom, you've got lawnmowers going and blowers going. It's awfully hard in our society to find a quiet place. I like to go to the sunroom and sit down in a wicker chair. And I try to pick times when nothing's going on and it's quiet. And then I can tell the Lord, I've got a decision to make. I've got a choice to make in my life. The next thing we find in this particular scripture is that he shared his options with his father. You'll notice what he said. For example, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me." He didn't want to go to the cross. I don't think he did. I think he's saying, "I would like to get out of town." That was one of the options. One of the choices that he could have made. The other choice was this. "Not my will, but yours be done." And his father's will was go to the cross. To be the Savior, to be the Lord, to take upon you all of the sins of the world, that they indeed might know of my love, eternal life, a happiness and joy that comes with being in a relationship with the Almighty God. So Jesus had two choices. And we know what he did, don't we? He took the choice of going to the cross, because that's what his heavenly Father wanted him to do. And that was the path he chose. The other thing that I would suggest to you is this. When you make choices in life, revisit them occasionally. In this particular case, all through Jesus' life, he knew down the road would be the cross. He knew that. This particular experience in the Mount of Olives was revisiting the choices once again. Father, you know what I'd like? I'd like to go on and preach and heal and teach. I'd like to go on and do that, but not my will. Your will be done in my life. Well, we all have choices to make in our life. We need to allow the Lord to enter into the conversation. Don't leave him out. Bring the Lord into the conversation that you indeed in your life may go forth serving him all the days of your life. Amen?